From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Hurricane Bill is losing some of its punch as it churns toward the U.S. East Coast. Forecasters downgraded Bill from a Category 2 to a Category 1 storm, but storm watches and warnings are still in effect for much of the eastern seaboard today. Some beaches are closed. George Gorman of the New York State Parks on Long Island says he had to temporarily close one park because of flooding.
The entire beachfront is underwater, meaning that there's no sand for anybody to go out onto the beach. So we've actually closed Robert Moses State Park.
Bill has maximum sustained winds of around 85 miles per hour. It's about 300 miles off the coast of Massachusetts. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Hilda has formed far out in the Pacific. Forecasters say the storm has top sustained winds near 40 miles an hour. Workers in Iraq use giant cranes to raise concrete walls around buildings damaged in Wednesday's suicide bombings. Iraq's foreign minister, Hashar Zabari, charged that the bombers who targeted the government ministries had collaborators within Iraqi's security service. Nearly 100 people died in the most devastating attacks this year. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
At least 11 members of Iraq's security services have been arrested in the aftermath of a deadly breach of security. Foreign Minister Zabari charged that security officers facilitated the truck bomb with 2 tons of explosives, despite a ban on large trucks near government ministries. A surveillance video shows the truck driver moving easily through traffic moments before the blast. In the 6 weeks since U.S. troops moved out of Iraqi cities, attacks are rising, said Zabari.
Now they have focused their main attention on Baghdad.
The strike on the capital, with nearly 100 dead and hundreds injured, took the biggest toll at the foreign ministry and the surrounding neighborhood. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Foreign delegations, including a U.S. group led by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, are in South Korea to attend the funeral of the late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. From Seoul, Dwali Sai-kao-tao reports his state funeral will be held tomorrow.
85-year-old Kim Dae-jung is being remembered as an activist for democracy under repressive South Korean military rulers. He is best known for his reconciliation efforts with North Korea, and he is the country's only Nobel Peace Laureate. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Stephen Bosworth says,
"We honor his accomplishments, and I know that Secretary Albright, who is leading our delegation, is particularly pleased to be here for this event."
North Korea, for the first time, sent a delegation to mourn the loss of a South Korean president. Before the start of former President Kim Dae-jung's funeral, the North's senior officials are expected to meet with current President Lee Myung-bak. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai-kao-tao in Seoul.
You're listening to NPR News. FBI Director Robert Mueller sent a scathing letter to Scotland's justice minister for releasing the so-called Lockerbie bomber and allowing Abdel Basset el-Megrahi to return back to Libya. Mueller says the decision makes a mockery of justice and gives comfort to terrorists around the world. Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill says he released the Libyan prisoner on compassionate grounds because the Libyan has advanced prostate cancer and was given only a few months to live. Controversy continues to surround a South African athlete who won gold at the women's 800 meters race at the World Athletics Championship. Officials have asked the athlete to undergo gender testing. Amy Costello has more from Cape Town.
The International Association of Athletics Federations has asked South African middle distance runner Caster Semenya to undergo a sex verification test. Officials say they have doubts about the 18-year-old's gender after the relatively unknown runner blew away the competition in Berlin's Olympic Stadium last week. Controversy has surrounded the athlete because of her physical appearance and stellar athletic performance, which has led to rumors that she may be a man. The gender testing is causing outrage in South Africa, where government officials and ordinary citizens are calling the gender testing sexist and racist. The gender tests are now underway. It may be several weeks before results are announced. South African officials say they plan to lodge a complaint over the gender testing with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. For NPR News, I'm Amy Costello in Cape Town, South Africa.
Pakistan is investigating a report that the person who carried out the attack on the Sri Lankan cricket team is the new chief of the Pakistan Taliban. Militants selected a new boss yesterday to succeed Baitullah Masood, who apparently was killed in a CIA missile strike. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.